chapter 7. Some leagues north of Redwall Abbey, the ragtag vermin gang blundered their way through the nighttime thickness of Mossflower Woodlands. Scrod swiped at the undergrowth with his former leader's cutlass as he led the party. The big rat, Dargle, kept muttering under his breath, continuously criticising Scrod.
Fancy tracking two beasts when you're lost.
Tired and sleepy, the other vermin managed a weary murmur of agreement. Scrod did not want to challenge Dargle directly. It was the wrong time and place for such a move. So he asserted his authority by bullying all and sundry. He turned on them, brandishing the cutlass.
Shut your gobs. Keep moving. Lost? Ha! You'd be the lost ones if I wasn't leading you.
Flinky enjoyed causing trouble. Disguising his voice, he called out behind the big fox's back.
That's no way to be talking to poor, poor sore beasts.
Little Red agreed with him.
Aye, we should be sleeping now instead of wandering round and round all night long.
Although Flinky was the instigator, Red was the unlucky one whose voice Scrod identified. With a savage kick, Scrod sent the small fox sprawling. Laying the cutlass blade against his neck, he snarled.
You little runt! Say the word, and ye can sleep here for good. I've took enough of your moaning.
Realising that he had gone too far, Flinky tried to remedy the situation by pulling Red upright as he appealed to Scrod.
Ah, come on now, sure, he's only a tired young whelp. No sense in slaying one of your own mates. Let's step out a bit and I'll sing a song to help us along, eh?
Scrod relented, pointing his blade at the stoat.
Right, you sing. The rest of you march and shut up.
Flinky's ditty put a little fresh life into the gang's paws.
Ferrets are fine and foragers, though frequently furtive and fey. Stoats can sing sweetly for seasons, so me sister used to say. But foxes are fine and ferocious when faced with a fight or a fray. And rats remain rambunctious, but only for a day. But what about weasels, those wily owl weasels? They're woefully wayward and wild. The ones they've whipped and walloped will wail that weasels are vile. They've bullied and beaten and battered. They've tormented, tortured and tripped. I'm sure any day their poor victims would say, steer clear of the weasel, don't get in his way. For of all the vermin you'd care to recall, the weasel's the wickedest wretch of all. And virtuous vermin will all agree, any weasel is worse than me.
There were four weasels in the gang, Slipback, his mate Jupper, and two taciturn brothers, Rog and Floggo. All of them protested volubly at Flinky's song.
That I'd write, foxes are worse than weasels.
You sing that again and I'll wallop you, all right?
Scrod's bad-tempered shout quickly silenced them.
Shut your faces back there, or I'll show you how ferocious foxes can be. Hey, sing something else, Flinky. Don't insult no beast.
Dargle called out.
Aye, and be nice to foxes. They're easy hurt.
Scrod fixed the big rat with an icy glare.
Aye, and they can hurt rats easily too.
Dargle stared fearlessly back at him.
You don't scare me, fox. Burrard was slain by mistake. Us rats don't make mistakes when we fight.
Scrod never answered. Turning away, he continued to march. But the challenge was out in the open now. The rest of the gang exchanged nods and winks. A fight to the death was not far off. Scrod pulled Little Red up to the front with him and allowed him to walk by his side. The small fox felt honoured. Normally, he would be left trailing at the back of the gang. Keeping his voice low, The bigger fox took on a friendly tone with the young one.
You stay by me, mate. Us foxes have got to stick together.
Little Red had to glance around to make sure Scrod was not talking to some other beast. He was more used to kicks and insults than to kind words. The big fox winked at him.
I've been keeping an eye on you, mate. You're a smart little fella, not like this other lot.
Red hated being called little, but he was quite pleased to know that Scrod thought of him as smart. He returned the wink, speaking out the side of his mouth.
I ain't no fool, and I ain't so little either. I'm grown fast. One day, they'll call me Big Red.
Scrod got to the point.
Listen, mate, I want you to do me a favour. You think you're smart enough to be useful to me?